Episode 385, October 8th, 2018.
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a f***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've got Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
So Joe and Katie saw A Star Is Born.
Oh, and Marcus.
I
assume he told us he was seeing it.
Tawana and I did not. We'll get to your review in a second. But on the way over, right before I left, you know I've talked about how Tawana will just watch horrible movies.
Right.
It was a horrible... Guess the horror movie she was watching. Think about... I'm sure you haven't seen this movie, but it's got to be considered one of the worst horror movies of all time.
Hold on. Let me call Katie in so when we're done, she can tell us about Star Wars. Hold on. Hey, Katie!
No,
all right.
No
so,
Krampus.
So, Krampus no, Krampus is awesome.
Very
yeah.
good movie.
All right, so, huh.
Part of a franchise.
Most of them are all pretty, Jason Goes to New York.
Close, but worse.
Worse than that.
Yes.
Freddy versus Jason.
No,
Alien
much
versus
worse
Predator.
Than that.
Huh. I don't know. You got to just tell me.
It's Jason X, where he goes to space.
Oh, I still get it. I still get it for saying Jason goes to New York.
Yes. No, New York, he could get there. Like, well, space is a much more complicated.
Yeah, it's true.
Time
By the
line.
Way, that's the best place you want Jason, right? If he's in space,
yeah,
you're
if you
fine.
Just kick him out the door.
By the way, how done. The fuck did he get in space?
I don't know. I didn't tell her to hit restart.
Did he crawl into the Challenger? And...
I don't know. But he was there. Wreaking havoc.
So Katie and I went to go see A Star Is Born on Thursday. Is that the same day you saw it, Marcus?
Yeah.
So luckily, Katie had pre-bought tickets because
you
know, there's probably a big demand. So when we got there, she realized her tickets were for the day before.
A reader
oh,
is born.
Oh, my God.
So we had to scramble, and there were plenty of seats. But we got seats, so we actually double paid, or Katie did, because Katie's
are
treat.
You guys little monsters? We're Gaga fans.
We're not, although I did hear that the little monsters went out and started shitting on the movie Venom, so nobody... Like, the same people that see Venom are the people that see A Star Is Born, although...
Yeah, Venom did that to themselves, though.
I believe Marcus... You saw both, Marcus?
I didn't get to make it out to Venom.
Hey, we also passed on that. We also...
horrible.
Once we saw that it got a 30%...
Robbie thinks it looks great.
Mara Reinstein gave it a bad review.
I'll bet you Marcus is going to be step for step with Katie and I on A Star Is Born. Katie probably gives Star Is Born a 10 out of 10. I give it about a 9 out of 10.
Pretty good.
Maybe an 8.5 out of 10.
I easily give it a 9.5 out of 10. The 0.5 is only because there were some things in there that they could have just taken out that would have made it just as good. It was more just like filler or something else, but they didn't need the filler because it was already a long movie.
Right.
But it was amazing.
Well, the first hour, it's as good as you can get.
Unbeatable.
Yeah, it's as good as you can get in a movie the first hour. It was a little long. There was some unnecessary schmaltz, and there's one character that was really such a stereotype of what this character was.
He was so minimal in there.
Yeah, so that's really my only criticism. That's what keeps it from being a perfect movie, but... And again, a little long, but
Marcus,
the first hour, God, was the first hour just good. Marcus, your take.
I give it a good 8.5, 9 as well. I think for me, Gaga was not as strong an actor, obviously, against Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper did two things for me. One, he reminded me how well he does act. And when I left, I went, oh, right, Silver Linings Playbook. I should have remembered how good he is.
No, he's great.
And then secondly, he could sing. So the movie, between the story, the singing, the it really does pull you in quite well. And even with Lady Gaga being a little weak on the acting, I think it was a fantastic film.
And Katie's about to go off on you about your criticism
Listen,
of Lady Gaga's
Lady
acting.
Lady Gaga, I mean...
Well, Mara put it great last week when she said she's playing a pop star.
She is so perfect. I mean, there's nobody else that could have done that any better than her. Now, anyone else, a better actress, maybe, but they wouldn't have had the pipes that she has. So I don't know how you could have made it any better. She kind of uglied it up, but she was still kind of beautiful in a way, and her voice was just absolutely stunning.
Anne Hathaway is a very good singer. So is Zooey Deschanel.
No, it doesn't work.
But the problem is, but it does. You don't understand the movie. Yeah, you can't be.
They are so beautiful. They would never have worked for that. She has this nose. She has these eyes. I mean, she doesn't look like a movie star. She looks exactly the way she's supposed to look in that movie.
She's right. Katie's right. You can't be. Now, they could ugly somebody up who's a better actress.
Could Adele done
But it. It's not that. Well, maybe what are they going to say?
Then it would have been about. Then it would have been about weight. No, this was so. I understand that her. She's obviously not Bradley Cooper, but who else?
She didn't
gonna,
embarrass herself
no,
at
she
all.
She was amazing. I mean, oh my God, I just loved her, and the songs, like they just had you by the balls with the songs.
That's true. The songs. They have as much to do with how great this movie was, because if you don't have good songs, it's not believable.
Who wrote these songs?
It's got to be Lady Gaga. I'm imagining she wrote them. She had to write them.
They sound like Lady Gaga songs. And they, I mean, I can't say enough good things about it. The only part I didn't like is when it got a little poppy, but it'll make sense when you see it.
We'll see it this week.
You're talking about the music, right?
Yeah. Right. When she got a little, but that was on purpose. So I get that.
Well, like that bothered me too, because Katie, hear me out. I mean, I totally understand. If you're looking at the range of actors and singers and trying to figure out who the right fit is, I'm not saying that Lady Gaga isn't the right fit for this movie. It's just a matter. I think she was the perfect fit for this particular movie. It's just a matter of what she brought to depth for that particular character wasn't that deep. The glycerin tears, you know, it just – there was aspects of her acting I totally get. Every other piece that she brought to it. But she could have done just a little bit better. And I think the pop music for me, that was another part that bothered me a bit. I get why you have Lady Gaga and then you take her into pop music in the movie. But at the beginning, when they're focused on that country kind of crossover music, that was fantastic. Why couldn't you have just held it there?
Well, yeah,
that
was
the
point
of the movie.
Yeah.
That's the storyline, is that.
And he's bothered by it. I don't want to give too much away.
We're saying way too much.
Yeah. All right. So, sorry.
It just came
out. But I'm just going to say one more thing. You are right about, I know what you're saying about the glycerin. I understand what you're saying. But what you really want to say is, all right, is this believable? Do you believe in this romance? Are you saying, well, this isn't possible? Well, you're completely bought in. There's clearly chemistry, and it's clearly working. So,
there's undoubtedly, I mean, the chemistry is so intense. And the last thing I'll say is, if they wouldn't have hyped the movie up as much as they did, I think it would blow people away even more. I think the standards were set so high that you're almost trying to see her as not the actress part of her. But maybe I'm wrong. I just think
you're right that it's going to be looked at hypercritically.
Correct.
Because of the amount that it got. But, you know, look, people are going to love
it
this movie.
It had me.
Yeah,
I
people
cried.
Are going to love it. People are going to love it.
It was my favorite movie
Will
of the year.
You add one of these songs to your wedding song playlist?
Probably not. I would do Shallow. I totally would.
Because Joe, the other night, me and him and Eric, Eric and Joe came over to my house, and Tawanda and I, we watched the UFC fight, and Joe was going over the wedding song playlist. And I think this spoke of all, this should, you know, you guys did a great job last week. I think this should have been talked about on the air. Because you two, I know who wears the pants in this family, Robbie. Because I mean,
you didn't already know that.
No, well, there's 30 songs, and I'm this is 28 Katie's.
What?
Yeah, no, Katie definitely. But let me also say this about the playlist. This is not a list of my favorite songs. You have to be able to dance to these songs. And Katie and I'll sit in the car, and we'll go back and forth. But it always ends up. Can you dance to this?
No, they have to be crowd pleasers.
Right.
I get
they
that.
Have to be songs people know, and they have to be dance songs.
Yes.
There's obviously dinner songs, and there's, you know, the ceremony songs, but you can't just put, you know, Marshall Tucker Band for a
I'm not saying he would pick that, but I mean, what's Joe's favorite dance song of all time?
Probably my favorite
Macarena.
Dance song. No. I mean,
I don't know if you call it a dance song, but it's an up-tempo R&B
what is it?
Song.
What is it?
It's by Chaka Khan.
You know what? We've talked about that. I was the one that ruled it out.
He was the one who ruled it out.
Yeah, ain't
really?
Nobody. You can't.
It's not a great dance
song. It's a very low tempo song.
But it's a good having dinner and chin.
Well, it probably will be on the dinner
yeah,
list.
Yeah, okay. It might make it. It might make it on
this
the dinner
list.
This
is strictly reception dance song.
So you think about my favorite. I can tell you my favorite songs of all time. I've talked about them all the time. The Wait by the Band is my favorite song of
which
all time.
Which is going
it's
to be,
gonna
on,
be
it's
in
gonna
there.
It's going to be in there.
True Colors by Cyndi Lauper's on there, which
yes.
is going to be in there.
You got the ballads.
Something in the Way She Moves by
yep.
James Taylor. It's in there.
Yes.
You just said, Ain't Nobody is one of my favorite songs, but that one, again, you got to find a place for it, and
yeah.
that's the
it's
thing.
It's not a traditional, yeah.
Now,
I'll tell you
where I did lose. I'll tell you where I lost. This was a big loss for me. So, Katie wanted to have Blurred Lines in the dance.
Robin Thicke, huge hit.
And I'm like, well, let's do Got to Give It Up by Marvin Gaye. It's the same song, but then one's Marvin Gaye. The other one's Robin Thicke.
And one's original.
The first, right,
yes.
the time it was done originally, and I lost that. So, you know, I mean, you pick your
it's
battles.
A crowd pleaser. I mean, obviously, but, you know, there's a lot of young people there, too. It's not
Tawanda just... proved it every single song, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, great, great songs. Hey, by the way, there's like one Taylor Swift song in here, so I did not win. It would be all Taylor Swift.
yeah. I mean,
okay,
a lot of
Joe.
These are... No. Stop.
You know what?
Hold on.
there was a face Joe just made
now,
when you said I did not win,
I know.
Katie.
You know what?
He made a face.
Hold on.
Okay.
Robbie, he would not be able to tolerate this, but it would literally be only for him. You
exactly.
see what I'm saying? Yes. Now, I'm agreeing with you in that regard, but yeah, I mean, mostly, you're going to know
Wait,
most of these
there's
songs.
A song in here for Robbie.
Yeah.
Oh, there is. You're right. Robbie.
The Bad Touch.
The Bad Touch, yeah.
We put the Bad Touch
So
in
the
there.
Bad Touch is in there.
No Eagles songs?
Yes, there is. Life in the Fast Lane
okay.
is in there. So, yeah, so here we go. Here, you want to hear the songs? It won't take long. Do we? Everybody know our wedding song, Tupelo Honey by the great Van Morrison?
Are you going to list every song? Is that what you're going to do?
I can go through some
highlights.
We can't
put this on the Patreon. We can't
oh, let's
give it
do
a
that
bonus.
Instead. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if
Sorry.
You're a Patreon, you'll get to hear it.
Hey, why don't we do this, though?
I am so mad that you think this is your list.
yes.
That I think it's my list?
that you think that for some reason this list is all me.
No. What I was saying is, by the way, I defended it at the beginning, and then I made one little comment, now that's it. No, I said we couldn't really go with a lot of songs that I necessarily love because they have to be dance songs. Same with you. We can't just do every song. But yes, there are some songs in there that I don't necessarily love, and this has more your imprint
Can't
on it than
eat,
mine.
Bust a Move, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
That's you.
Okay. Well, maybe that one is. Okay, you know what? Forget it. You make
the wedding's
list.
Off.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. I literally said, no, this is a mutual thing. I give one example.
Okay.
Robbie is enjoying this so much right
Whatever.
Now.
Whatever. Do it on the Patreon.
Hey, I will say, I'm literally not going to talk about the argument. Robbie and I had an argument on
Please
Sunday.
Please don't.
No, believe me, I won't. But. It put me in such a bad place that everybody was careful around me the rest of the... Did you notice that? People are like, worry, Katie's up kissing me. Justin's like, hey,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, because when you snap, it's like...
Tawanda had never seen you like that.
Yeah, it's
Oh,
not,
really?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
not
she was
fun.
A little turned on by Angry Joe.
well, Katie's not.
can we do this, though? I think we should open up to our listeners, it doesn't have to be a patron, to nominate some songs for the wedding playlist. And then we'll pick one of those. So it's up to you guys.
Obviously. Yeah,
add them all. Who cares? It's not my list.
Yeah, we'll add. Yeah, that'll be my part of the list.
Well, you know, the Mac Burks of the world are going to be giving, you know, songs that shit on Joe somehow. They're not going to be real choices.
I Married My Grandpa. Is
yes.
that a song? No. Yeah, if the listeners would like to nominate songs, we can read them And then we make a decision, right? We'll pick one or two of them. Is that fair?
Sure.
Yeah. I
seriously.
Think that's totally
by the way,
fair.
She's genuinely upset. I know her. I defended that it wasn't necessarily her list.
What are
you're
you
the one that said
for?
That.
What are you're defending to him?
No. No. Hold on. Rob said that he knows who wears the pants based on this list. I said, no. We did this mutually.
Whatever. Backpedal.
We're going to air this. I said, no, we did it mutually, but
hey, while you're submitting songs, also let me know who you think Joe is defending more in this conversation.
Yes,
as well.
Let's do that.
All right. Enough. I'm not going to defend it anymore.
Oh, man. Hey, speaking of songs, though, Robbie, you know, we had the big debate argument about you playing some B-side Air Supply song in our Back to the 80s murder mystery. Well, a couple weeks ago, the Rams said for the newly dead game in which every song has the word love in the title or love or loving, some form of the word love, which is there's hundreds of songs with that are all.
I tried to make it the big noun love and not the verb love.
Right. Well, no, it's a great playlist. But there was a song that you played right in the long intermission. I said, Joe, what's this song? He didn't know. Justin didn't know, who works on the radio. I pull out Shazam, the app that finds songs. It says, does not recognize. So the internet cannot find a song that you played.
We don't know what it is? Did you go ask?
I forget. You just why don't you go by look at your playlist and look at the song that no one's ever heard of but you.
Yeah, I could probably figure out which one it is. I remember skipping over a couple songs, so I didn't get yelled at.
So while we're doing this, since Katie's mad, let me just get this out of the way because I got to do this.
So Robbie's been mad at you and Katie's mad at you back-to-back days.
So I was not mad.
So Katie has started watching The Americans.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we're doing this right now. Okay. Let's do this.
She goes,
oh, I'm watching The Americans. I go, oh, what episode are you on? Okay. Hold on. Before, defend yourself in a second.
Oh,
okay.
God,
she
so
had not.
For this.
I had not. I haven't even seen anything other than a commercial.
Right.
Okay. When she told me what episode she was on, what was it?
Well, I know basically because we talked about it yesterday, but
Robbie, yeah. Yes. What? This is when she's telling me, hey, I started watching this show. Where is she?
16.
She's in season 2.
I'm actually on season 3.
Well, now you are, but at the time that I found out you began watching it, it was season... Now, by the way, she won't watch Better Call Saul with me. I have to find a time to go and watch that. And then she snuck, and now I can't watch The Americans because she's already in season 3.
So Joe
and she keeps saying...
Joe does pre... You know what? Go
Hold
ahead.
On, let me just
go ahead and finish.
She keeps going, I don't really like it that much.
Yeah. Okay.
Sell me on the idea of not being interested in seeing it. Sorry, go
You know what? You're such a little shit. I'm sorry that sometimes you do 5 hours of pregame with the Ravens. You just want me to sit there and twiddle my thumbs, not be interested in something. So you know what? I started watching The Americans. I skipped a whole bunch of the first season episodes. I kind of just let it play through. I was mm-hmm. doing things, walking around.
She cut out of her porn watching.
Correct. I haven't watched porn in like 4 weeks. No, I literally did not watch the entire season 1. And Rob can vouch for this because he's seen it. It's the same shit over and over. You could hop in at season 4, and it's really, they don't kill off a bunch of big people. It's not like Game of Thrones. You can really kind of pick it up whenever and just say, okay, these two are spies. Okay.
You don't agree with that, Rob?
I don't agree with that. It's slow. I don't think.
It is slow.
But that's sort of the opposite of like a Ray Donovan.
That's why I wasn't
there's
as
always
into,
something happening.
I wasn't really into it the first season. I thought it started slow.
Oh, the first season is the fastest in my opinion.
So I'll say this. First of all, I want it to be done while I'm on the air. I don't want this to spill over. So, you know. I'll make this very tiny.
Honey, it is way too late for that.
So I will say this.
We're going to go watch the Redskins game. Are you coming out with us, Katie?
No, I'm watching The Americans. So
what are you on, season 9?
I'd like to get up to season 4 by the end of the night.
So I will say this. Katie started watching, what's the show about the female comic or whatever? What's that called?
Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Well, now it won an Emmy for actress.
That was cool because I didn't really necessarily have any interest in that. So she started watching a show I didn't have any interest in. But, you know, we're looking for shows to watch together. Every time we start watching TV, we watch live PD, which I love, but if we had a show to watch, I'd like that.
You have like 12 jobs, Joe. What am I supposed to do when you're doing one of these 12 jobs?
There's lots of...
Jack Ryan. It's 10 episodes. It's fast. It's
and
tight.
Then I'll start watching Jack Ryan, and he'll be like, I want to watch Jack Ryan. Why are you watching Jack Ryan?
All right, let's
me?
Watch Jack Ryan together.
Well, I don't want to watch Jack Ryan.
Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll pick up the pieces of Joe and Katie's failed relationship. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Las Vegas has it all. Lights, gambling, big-time action, and on November 3rd, murder. More Broadcasting and Die Laughing Productions presents Back to the 80s, an interactive live comedy whodunit that goes back in time. Saturday, November 3rd at the Council Chambers Theater in the Zappos Corporate Center. Starring 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Eric Woodworth, Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, special guest star Mike O'Mara, and you! Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now at MikeO'MaraShow.com and at DieLaughingProductions.com. That's Back to the 80s. Saturday, November 3rd at 8 o'clock in the Zappos Corporate Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Murder has never been this funny.
Oh, keep your shirt on!
Here's a message to you Bills fans. Go fuck yourselves. Go fuck your shitbag fucking city.
What's going on with you, Joe?
What's going on, Keith? Conversation.
Whoa, Keith?
I don't know what the fuck happened.
The Vegas TMOS live show on November 3rd is locked in. It's official.
Well, people are definitely going to want to meet Tawanda and Katie.
Absolutely. Murder, baby.
We're going to kick the fucking shit out of you with the fucking end of the game.
I'll be like, hey, if you're not nice to me, you might get stuck with some jackass who loves John Mayer.
This fucking loser quarterback didn't fucking throw. Ugh, I'm losing my shit.
Didn't he get on that show after Jim Rockford died?
What show is that?
The Rockford Files.
See, sometimes he's a dick to me, and I'm afraid people think he's just always a dick to me.
What does a woman as pretty as you do to the guy that ugly? Ugly is one of the ugliest words that's not a curse word in the English language.
Our team's coming in first fucking place. You can mark my fucking words.
And the Browns team colors are brown and orange, and that's coincidental because those are the colors of the Presidents during their last two wins. He literally asked me to drive because he didn't want to smoke a blunt in his own car. If you're picking some fucking country song as your... Just know it's dumb as shit. You know, my wedding song is Tupelo Honey by the fucking great Van Morrison.
Take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown for me.
Big brown bag for me.
Brown bag for me. Sail right around all the seven oceans, drop straight into the deep blue sea.
Fuck you, and fuck you 9 million fucking times.
Oh, that was fantastic. Joe and Katie have made up. That was so great.
Hey, who did that?
That was Jim.
Oh, God, that was really good.
I found the song, Rob.
Great job. Okay, wait, Robbie has found the love song that no one's ever heard.
Can you tell us
of.
The artist first,
wait,
Robbie?
Can we hear it and try to guess?
Please, don't let this feeling end.
What the fuck is this?
Let's wait for the chorus. We're losing listeners.
Yes.
God, I hope the chorus comes quick.
I'm going to cut to it.
The chorus is, I'd love to kill myself right now. That's the name of the song. This is from the 75
like,
A Star
like
is Born.
It sounds like Shitty Endless Love.
It sounds like Somewhere Out There by Fievel.
Yeah.
Looking through the eyes of a what?
Eyes of Love.
Eyes of Love. Through the Eyes of Love is the name of the song.
Where
it's
did
by
you find that?
Who? Melissa Roberta Flack? Who sings?
Melissa Manchester.
God, Robbie, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Classic Melissa.
It hasn't been played on the radio since FM took over.
Yeah.
God, are you? What are you thinking?
Is this the audio vault, Rob Spiewak?
Right. Hey, Jim Amato knew it.
Of course.
Let
he
me.
Did. Jim's the best.
Let me jump
well,
in.
Oh shit, Sherlock.
What's the name of this song here?
Through the Eyes of Love?
Through, I'm looking
hey,
at...
While you're doing that, Robbie, I have a question.
What?
Okay. At the end of all the Rob and Joe shows, when you play that, like, classical music bed...
Yes.
Can you do something... Can you do something different?
This has come up
oh,
before.
Oh, please, Katie. Yes, please.
Because, listen, I watch, like, The Handmaid's Tale and even The Americans, and at the very end of every episode, they always play some banging song, and it mm-hmm. makes it it makes it like 10 times better.
Yeah, Ray Donovan, which I can't stand. They do that.
Badass song at the end.
Yeah, like, I know exactly what you're talking about when they play a song over the credits. I enjoy that moment as well. However, that would require more work for me to do. and I like the juxtaposition of them joking around and doing plugs over this sweet, soft music.
Can Jim Amato do it?
Oh, wow.
Okay, so real quick.
You want to fight with the whole family, Katie.
Real quick. This song, Through the Eyes of Love. Robbie can see it. It's up on the screen. Can you? Did you see it already?
I can't see. Okay. Bad eyes.
What was its peak position on the Billboard Hot 100? I'm going to let you both guess. Billboard Hot 100. Now, okay. This is going to be a big hint. When they count down, they only count down it's the American Top 40.
Right.
You're not going to hear any song that doesn't get to 40.
Okay.
Okay. So, give you a big hint. It wasn't heard on this. Right. Okay.
I'm going to say 67.
Well, you're wrong.
75.
Robbie, I just had it up on the screen. Go ahead. You want to guess?
100.
76.
Wow.
It was this peak position. That wasn't where it was at one point. That's as high as it got.
How do you even own that song?
I'm a fan. What can I say? I love Melissa Manchester.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Do Robbie? You know?
Well, I'm sure
you should hear how she talks about it.
Which also wasn't a giant hit either.
Well, there was a top 10 hit, Joe. It might have been a number one hit.
There will be no Melissa Manchester in Mexico at your wedding.
I'm pulling up Melissa Manchester now.
There's like a million Melissas better than her. Melissa Etheridge is better than her.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy. I'd rather listen to her singing.
Yes. Wait a minute. She reached number 10 with Don't Cry Out Loud.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Which is
what we were doing when he heard that song at the murder mystery.
Don't cry out loud after you hear the song.
Yes.
The peak position on the Billboard Hot 100 for You Should Hear How She Talks About You is 5.
If there was a ranking of the top songs of all time with love in the title, that's not breaking the top 500, right?
No way. Yeah.
Should we make that our first dance song?
We should.
Please.
Robbie would just be applauding with this.
Yes. How about we do karaoke and Robbie sings it?
Robbie, would you rather hear The Bad Touch or that song?
The Bad Touch. No.
All right. So this, a couple weeks ago, someone that, I'm not going to name this person, but someone that is actually, when I read more of his emails, no one has come to more murder mysteries than this guy and his wife.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
So
he's a tall guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He emailed me a couple weeks ago saying, hey, I've got some funny jokes too. You should try these in your act.
This is your stand-up, not in
Yes. And
Katie's out of here. She's mad about the Americans. See ya.
She's going to go watch 3 episodes. I didn't respond. I said, you know what? This could be something we could talk about on the show. And then I called you today, and I'm driving over to your house on our pre-show prep. And I said, look, I like this guy, and I don't want to, like, you know, shit on these jokes too much. So I hang up with you. I check my email. Literally, he just emailed me this. You know, had to do it. We have been to every show you guys have done at Tally Ho and Brightbox. So that's double-digit shows. We're going to be in, I'm not going to say where, but they're going on vacation for the next, they'll be out of town this Saturday when we're going to
So they won't be at the Halloween show.
He says, so fuck it. I joined Patreon for 8 months to make up for it. See you guys next time.
Oh, my God. So now you're not going to read his jokes?
No, I still will. But
I know who that guy is. Yes, I love that guy.
We love you.
Yeah.
So let's just be kind to these jokes, though. Robbie can't be. All right. Joke number one. It's two jokes. I was a pretty good athlete in my younger years. You know, some athletes lose a step. I lost a leg and a piggy toe.
Hold on. He said a piggy toe?
Yeah.
Huh. That's your little toe, I guess?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You like pinky toe?
But here's the thing.
Then he says, could use embellishing.
Yeah, could use a lot. By the way, that's not, has he seen your stand-up?
I don't know.
Because you would never do a line like that, even if, you know, you're not like Rodney Dangerfield. You're not going to tell a joke
it
like that.
It is very, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right.
The first one, I'll give a 1 out of 5 stars so far. Maybe they'll get better. Go ahead.
There's only two. So joke number two. There is this girl at work. She is the boss's favorite. I want to feel her lips to see if there's any treadwear.
Oh, like she's sucking the boss's dick. is that the idea?
Yeah, well, he said, look, he explained that he got new tires today, and this is not a bad Treadwear joke. The first joke's definitely a winner. Then he goes, these are free.
Oh.
That's his best joke right
yes.
there.
Yes. God bless you.
Will you tell either one of them? Well, the second one you can't tell in this world.
No.
Nobody would like that because it's too anti-female.
I could tell the idea, first one if I say someone sent me a joke and this was it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll just say my dad sent it to me.
Well, yeah, I don't want to be too critical because I love that guy. He's one of my favorite listeners.
I want Gramps to use that line when he's picking up a woman.
Let me feel your lips to see if it's
no, no. You know, I was a pretty good athlete in my younger years. Some athletes lose a step. I lost a leg and a toe.
See, here's the thing. A step is not a body part.
Yes.
It means that you're slower. There might be a joke there, but it can't be that.
Some athlete loses a step. I lost a mile.
Yeah. Yeah, some athletes lost a step. I lost any distance that's related to sports.
I lost three steps.
Yeah. Okay. That's whatever. Yeah.
I lost a step brother.
Step. I don't get that. So
too far.
I want to just real quick about your mentioning the dick sucking. Yes. I forgot to say this in last week's episode because Mara Reinstein called in when we went to the haunted house. I forgot to tell this part. When we were doing the hayride, one of the monsters or whatever came up to me and told me, he goes, you got a pretty mouth. This is a fucking meaning. This guy, I go, what do you want me to suck your dick? Like, what kind of a haunted house is this? Is that crazy to hear in a haunted house?
That's pretty,
That's what's the worst thing that you can do other than saying, I want the people that paid to be on this hayride to suck my dick.
Yeah. Do you want to give it a shout out?
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with it. Field of Screams. Yes. I loved it. I'd go back. I'm not going to suck that guy's dick, but regardless.
So I did Liberty Township, Ohio, which is about 30 miles from Cincinnati with Keckner. That's why I wasn't here last week. And we had a good time, but there's one show that was probably maybe the only show we've ever done where I actually didn't really, but I hated the show because of one couple. So we usually go out during the day for lunch or whatever. And then, you know, we tend to just meet people and then word spreads that he's there. And so we're always meeting people and he's always giving away tickets to the shows.
Right.
So we're sitting next to this couple at lunch and we end up talking to them, say, come out tonight. And so it's just a two man show. I'm up there, I'm doing my thing. And there's a four top right in front center. There's two people there.
And there's the people you gave the tickets to?
No. But the two empty seats, those were the people.
Okay.
The tickets to. So 10 minutes into my set, they show up. And they sit down. They're late, which is fine. But they don't act like they care that they're late. They're not like, sorry. The guy starts talking to the couple.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, we met these guys earlier. They gave us these free tickets. Oh, you paid? How much? Oh, cool. We got that for free. I tell you what, I'll buy you a drink because we got free tickets.
It's so clear that he doesn't give a shit about me. He's there to see Keckner. Right. And I'm like right here. And I took a little shots at him joking. I didn't say that we gave him free tickets, but it did bother me the entire set. I was like, the nerve. Just, you had free tickets.
What was the shot?
Oh, some racist joke about, of course, you're late. You know, something like that. Yes.
right.
You know, things like that. I mean, they were just, you know, I'm glad you're talking so loud. It's not like you're, you know, close up or just things like that.
Hey, I need to make an announcement real quick.
Uh-oh.
Because people keep recommending dogs. Just real quick.
Yes.
Our dog search is over.
You got a dog?
It's the opposite.
Okay.
So we're now deciding because of the difficulty with which we've had to obtain and the rejection, which, you know, I feel sorry for ugly men from what I've been through. I had no idea what it was like. But, yeah, we're going to wait until after the wedding, and then we're going to look for a dog.
I think that's wise.
That's what we're choosing to do.
Because you've got, you know, well, you need to wait for that because everything now is focused towards the wedding.
Yeah, no. And, but the other thing is people keep now recommending people that I love, Carrie right. Spiewak,
yes.
my neighbor, you know,
yeah.
people are recommending
people that
dogs.
You love.
Hey, Robbie.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, people that I have a strong affinity
so,
for, but I clearly I love my brother.
Of course.
But eventually I'm like, all right, enough. I can't. Oh, Marcus. Sorry, Marcus with this, you know, defective dogs. He's always trying to pawn off on me.
So we had a rehearsal yesterday for we're ending our Halloween season with our Halloween whodunit. We're doing it this Saturday at the Bright Box in Winchester. First show is already sold out. That's this Saturday the 13th, and then October 28th at Magoobies, and then Halloween night at the DC Improv right before we leave for Vegas. But we had a rehearsal, and Tommy Simbazo, one of our stars of our show, has the new Spider-Man video game.
What's it called? Do you know?
Spider-Man.
That's it?
I don't know what it's called. It looks super cool. The graphics look
amazing.
I'm
going to look it up while you're...
Like, I don't really buy those kind of games, but I almost bought it because it looks so cool. Maybe I will when it gets cheaper. But I'm not... I don't know how to play games. I don't know the rules. I can only really play sports games. I don't have the patience to learn
it's
how
called,
to maneuver things.
It's called Spider-Man.
Okay, there you right. go. And he said, at the end of this game... He cried. Not because it was over, but because of the heartwarming, touching, sad ending to this. Because it's like a story. It's like a movie in and of itself.
Now, by the way, just if we would have, somebody else would have told us that story, and then as a result, we told on the air why they cried. And Tommy heard it and
yes.
wasn't the person who heard the end of it.
He'd not be
in the murder mystery.
But in Tommy's defense, he described what happened, and I got a little emotional myself.
Yeah, it's pretty. It yeah. is. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to.
Oh, are we spoiling too much?
Are we giving away too much, yeah. guys?
Are you a video?
No, I don't
would
think
you buy?
So.
Would you play that game, Marcus? Is that you in your wheelhouse of things to do?
Sure. Why not? I love that stuff.
Okay.
All right. Would you want me to tell you what happened?
No, don't.
And what we'll do is. I'm going to say now,
no,
and you can fast forward 15
no,
seconds.
No, stop it.
You don't want to say?
No.
Man, I mean, see, now you're making me want to blurt it
I
out.
I know, you want to. So.
I can't ever imagine. I cried a lot of movies, but.
Yeah, are you becoming more of a crier, or is it just.
No, I cry. I've always cried. Now, when I was younger, I fought to hold it in because I felt like there was some shame in that.
Right.
Right? So, of course, my first experience with that ever in a movie is E.T.
Okay.
The extraterrestrial, where there's a place that clearly every person in the theater cries. And I remember as a kid doing everything in my power.
Well, you
to
were
keep...
a teenager then, right?
No, I was. No, I wasn't. I don't think so. When did E.T. come out?
1981.
Yeah, I was not a teenager.
Okay.
Yeah, but I did my best to not.
You were close. You act like I'm way off.
I was, yeah, you're right. I turned 12 at the end of 1981.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess, yes. A year later,
right.
I would be, yeah, 13.
Okay.
But, yeah. I mean, if you're 11, I mean, you're going to cry at E.T. You're going to cry at
of
E.T.
course.
Now. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
But I saw it with my friend at the time. I mean, I say at the time because he's passed, Larry Russo. Me and Larry Russo and Robbie and our mother went to go see E.T. at the Crofton Cinema. And that was the first time I remember working as hard as I could to not cry
yeah.
at a movie.
And don't you remember, speaking of spoilers, we saw it subsequently, and we saw it with our cousin Charlie, and there were some people behind us, and they were sobbing. We're like, don't worry, he comes back.
I didn't know that.
So I got to fill in for Kirk, your partner in crime, this past Thursday with Marianne. We had a good time on 98 Rock. I was there as she, in real time, got the text from her husband that they got their house. They were bidding on a house with two other couples, and it was live on the air. She got to announce that. And that
oh,
was,
sweet.
So that was I was pretty excited to be a part of that. But we told a story on there about some study, the effects of alcohol. If you go 30 days without alcohol, you'll lose this weight, and it'll what it will do for you health-wise, if the health industry could make a pill that did that, it would be worth $1 billion.
That made you...
All the positive health effects from going 30 days without alcohol, if you could just have a pill that did that, that pill would be worth to the medical industry $1 billion.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, of course,
okay.
Yes.
So I did a show Friday night in White Plains, Maryland, just near Waldorf. It's actually a good room, but it just driving there is always the worst because it's traffic and it's Friday and it's hideous. So I go on stage and the mic goes out immediately. It's a wireless mic. They come up. The batteries are made by Sunbeam, the bread company.
No, Sunbeam. Yes. No, but Sunbeam also makes.
They have the same logo.
No, I know that, but Sunbeam makes. They make kitchen equipment. Yes, I know that. Sunbeam makes kitchen equipment.
Is this a kitchen equipment? Is that what you're saying? A battery well, no, but is they also are, fits?
No, but they are an electronics company. Sunbeam.
Okay. Well, I made a joke. I said, look, of all the things that has to work tonight, the mic, and you. Like, how much more does a Duracell
No,
cost?
I've never heard of Sunbeam. Right. I'm not defending it, but yeah.
So I shit on this. Anyway.
Did you say Wonder makes this also an equivalent battery?
Yeah, I did all that stuff.
They're,
great.
They're two different companies, Rob. Sunbeam Bread and Sunbeam
not to
Appliances.
Me. And not to that audience. Anyway, I took the. I own the battery
Schmidt's
now.
Blue Ribbon
exactly.
is my favorite battery.
Pepperidge Farm is the best battery. So anyway.
How many other breads are there?
I don't know. I thought it's hard to just name breads.
Wonder.
So, I said Wonder, but that's. That's it. Right?
Is, who makes the Jewish rye?
Manischewitz
yes,
Jewish rye.
Right. So as I'm waiting to go on, I started thinking about that study. I said, could that be a joke if I said, so I read this study. It's 30 days without alcohol. You know, you'll lose weight. You'll sleep better. Your liver gets reinvigorated, rejuvenated. And they said that if the medical industry could invent a pill that did that, that pill would be worth $1 billion. And it got me thinking, I need to invent that pill.
We can't. What do you fucking know about
but
chemistry?
That's the joke. Oh my God. That's the joke.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant real life.
No. I'm thinking of that as a joke. So I'm going up there and I'm destroying everything I'm saying. I'm saying things that aren't even funny. They're getting laughs. And I said, you know what? Let's just throw that one out there. Complete, utter silence. Hey, so is it the worst joke of all time?
Sarah, no, I think we heard a couple that were worse earlier today. You got Stroman's, you know that.
Okay, yes.
Sarah Lee, clearly, everybody yes. knows that. Old Country, are you familiar with that?
I am.
Yes.
King's Hawaiian, everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah.
Nature's
like
Pride,
Hawaiian.
You don't?
I do.
They make
no,
potato bread.
Sweet.
Oh, you're out of your mind. Of course, you said Pepper Trump. Schmidt's, right? We said that Blue Ribbon. Sunbeam, Wonder. That's I'm looking at every, that's it.
You feel like there should be more bread companies.
I mean, there are, but I've never heard
of
any.
How many battery companies are there?
Have you heard of Wholesome Bread?
No.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Have you heard of Bond Bread?
It's the Melissa Manchester of bread.
What about Five Plated?
Five Plated Bread? Not on here.
All right. We're cutting it short tonight. Sorry, guys. We'll be back next week bigger and better.
Hey, I'm going to be on
longer than ever.
I'm going to be on 98 Rock this Friday. Afternoon drive, if you're in your car, you
nice.
Can give that a listen. And
you
then
filling in for Marianne or Kirk?
I don't know.
Wow. Guess you'll find out when you get there.
Yeah.
You'll know pretty quickly.
What do I should prep for? But and then, of course, I'll be on 98 Rock again. That's Sunday morning. 10 o'clock, if you want to start listening to about the Ravens at 10 a.m., right off their loss to the Cleveland Browns.
You're going to be angry?
In a game where every team scores divisible by 3.
Yeah.
Right.
And while he's doing that, I'll be watching the American season 5.
Yeah, the season finale.
Yeah.
So if you want to listen to me or if you want to watch The Americans with Katie, both are available.
And there you have it. Until next week. Later.
Later.